Ha! Finally awake, I see. It's about fucking time. Oh, don't bother struggling, Professor. I tied those ropes very tight. You'll just end up hurting yourself. Oh, really? You don't remember who I am? Ah, dear piece. Shit. I was your best and brightest student. That is, until you decided that my work didn't have any merit, failed me, and got me kicked out of school. Ringing any bells now? What? My work is not insane. It is brilliant. And it will provide a miracle for couples who cannot conceive on their own. By taking one of the pills I have been developing, any man or woman can have their genetic code overwritten temporarily. A man's penis and testicles will disappear, and in its place, a beautiful vagina and a working, fertile womb will appear. Any woman who takes it will have their genitalia temporarily replaced with a magnificent cock and two glorious, full testicles. Just imagine the good it can do. Infertile men and women will be given working reproductive organs. Gay and lesbian couples will have the ability to have children of their own. Career-minded women can impregnate their husbands and focus on their careers. Fine. I'll admit it. Part of the reason I started this work was for my own interests. I mean, come on. What woman doesn't dream of having a huge, throbbing foodacock of their very own? Oh, you know, a long, thick piece of man-meat that they can swing in the face of any little bitch who dares to talk back to them? I mean, what woman wouldn't jump at the chance to thrust their newly grown dick deep into the soft, wet, fertile womb of a recently transformed femboy to pound it with all their might and release load after load of hot, creamy spunk deep inside of them? I mean, what woman wouldn't love to see their man barefoot and pregnant with their baby? To watch their once hard, muscular body transform into a curvy, soft, feminine form whose only purpose is to bring new life into this world. God, such a glorious vision. What was that? You dare call me a pervert? You say you're glad my project was shut down for good? Well, what if I told you it wasn't? Oh, let's just say I found some outside investors who were very, very interested in my work. Oh, I'm serious. I am dead serious. And thanks to their generous contributions, I have finally completed my research. Don't believe me? Well, why don't you see for yourself? What does it look like, you idiot? It's my miracle pill. Aren't you proud? All that time, all that research, and all of the school's money actually came to something this time. Oh, it's already passed animal testing. All that's left is for it to be tested on humans. So, you're finally starting to understand why I brought you here. Congratulations, Professor. You're going to be my very first human test subject for the miracle drug that will transform humanity in ways you never thought possible. Oh, don't worry. The effects only last a few hours. Unless, of course... Hey! I told you not to struggle. You can save your breath while you're at it. We're miles from anywhere. You can scream all you want, but no one is coming to save you. Oh, you'll let me back in school if I let you go? Oh, and you'll give me an A. Oh, Professor, that's very kind of you. But I personally believe that a good grade isn't worth having if I didn't earn it myself. And I intend to earn my A right now. It's time for my final exam. Swallow it. Ooh, now then, let's observe the reaction. How do you feel, Professor? I see that... Oh, it looks like the physical transformations have already begun. Incredible. This happens much more quickly in humans than in rats. I have to film this for future research. Aha, it does appear as if your cock is receding back inside you. Oh, and your testicles, they're beginning to shrivel up as well. Oh, how remarkable. I've dreamed of this moment. The pills increase fertility while transforming the body. The added hormones should also increase your body's libido, meaning your body will go through intense waves of pleasure while you transition to... Oh, my God. Amazing. Did your half-deformed cock just orgasm while transforming into a pussy? This is remarkable. We've never seen that during animal testing. It seems as though your cock attempted to ejaculate, but the discharge is completely clear. It looks as though all the sperm in your balls has already been destroyed as your testicles begin to transform into a set of ovaries. Simply fascinating. Ah, there, the head of your cock is beginning to shrivel up. It's forming your new clitoris. And your ball sack is beginning to constrict to form the lips of your labia. What's that? It's unethical to treat you like a science experiment? I should treat you with respect. Why? You stopped being my science professor when you tried to destroy my life's work. I lost all respect for you that day. Now, all you are to me is a data point. A strange feeling in your stomach? Oh, that must be your newly forming womb. Soon your testes will fully transform into a pair of ovaries and take their place on either side of your new uterus, marking the end of your transformation. The final phase of this transformation might be a little intense. You can hold my hand if you need something to grab onto. Don't worry, Professor. Daddy's here. I'm going to take good care of you. Are you going to come again? Already? Do it. Let it all out for Daddy. That's it, slut. Come for me. Come for Daddy. Oh, again, Professor. It's impressive. Marvelous. It appears the transformation is complete. The subject's cock and balls have been transformed into a fully functioning pussy and womb. Additionally, the subject, who will henceforth be referred to as slut, appears to have a clear liquid coming from her newly formed pussy. Conclusion. Slut is currently ovulating and is ready to be impregnated. Oh, don't be silly, Professor. I'm not going to let you go yet. It's time to move on to phase two of the experiment. Well, we've seen how these pills affect a human male. It's time to test them on a human female. And that's right. Who better to test this experimental new project than with its creator? Bottoms up. Oh, I'm not insane, slut. I'm a visionary, and one day my vision will change the world. Oh, God. Oh, I need to get naked. I need to film my own changes for science. Oh, yes. Do you see it, slut? Do you see the way my clit is growing larger, wider, fatter? It's bulging out of my pussy. It's amazing. I can feel it, and... oh, I can feel the changes happening deep inside my body. My womb is disappearing and my ovaries are transforming into a pair of heavy, full testicles. Look. Look at it, slut. See the results of my experiment. Watch as my cock begins to grow. God, I've waited for this day for so long. Finally, finally, my greatest dream has come true. Very observant, slut. My cock is getting quite long. Based on our previous research, Futakok can grow to an average of 12 inches, but it's possible that it might get longer. It might grow to be as large as 16 or even 18 inches, depending on the person. You think that's crazy? Aww. The only thing that's crazy is that I didn't try this sooner. This feels absolutely amazing and... Oh, fuck, yes. Who would have known that growing a cock could feel so good? I can feel my new testicles descending. They're about to pop out of my body, and when they do, I think I'm gonna... Oh, God, I'm coming. Oh, that was incredible. God, I didn't know male orgasms were so intense. And look at this, I'm still hard. Even after ejaculating what must have been like a pint of cum. Oops. It looks like I accidentally came all over you, Professor. Sorry. What? No, we're not done. Oh, no, no, not even close. We haven't completed the final phase of the experiment. Well, I mean, we now have a fully functioning cock and a fully functioning pussy. It's time to test to see how well the two interact with each other. That's right, slut. I'm gonna fuck you. I'm gonna rape you. Your former student is about to fuck your new virgin pussy with her massive throbbing cock. Isn't it perfect? And not only will I prove once and for all that my pills really work, I will finally get my revenge on you for everything you did to me. Oh, yes. Yes, you can call it rape if you want. After all, it's what this is. I am going to rape you. And I'm going to enjoy every second of it. Oh. Oh, yes. Oh, you like that, slut? Do you like the way my cock thrusts in and out of your body? God, all my years of fucking with a strap on. This is so much better. God, it feels so good. I can't. No. No, I'm not gonna stop. I'm not gonna pull my cock out of you. This feels too fucking good. Yes. Oh, yes. You wanna know a secret? Oh, fuck, yes. Ever since I walked into your classroom, I knew one day I would use these pills on you. I thought you were so handsome, so brilliant. Oh, I thought you would see my work for the genius that it is, and that you would join me in my quest to change the world. But you rejected me. Now I have no choice but to force you into the things to see in my. But either way, you will realize the truth. You will realize that I was right, and you were wrong, and now you're going to pay for that price. Oh, you're going to pay the price for your foolishness. You're going to pay with your pride. You'll pay for it with your self-respect. And, oh, most importantly, you're going to pay for it with this pussy of yours. You're gonna come for me? Oh, God, this is perfect. To come while being raped by your former student as she triumphantly proves you wrong. God, what a perfect coup de grace. A perfect. Yes, do it. Come for me. I want to feel your pussy clench around my cock as you give in, as you give up. Just know that the moment you give in, I'm going to blow a load of cum deep into this fertile, virgin womb of yours. Yes. Oh, yeah. There's no one coming to help you. There's nothing you can do except surrender. Oh, yeah, that's it. Surrender to me, slut. Come for me. Come for daddy. Yes. Wakey, wakey. How are you doing, slut? Oh, you passed out after that last massive orgasm. You've been out for hours. Look, it's been so long, my cock has turned back into a pussy. I guess I was just too much for you. Oh, don't try to get pissy with me, slut. Did you forget that I recorded everything on film? I assume you don't want video of your boy pussy being raped posted all over the internet. Yes. Ah, good slut. Now, I'm going to release you soon, but before I do, let me tell you what's going to happen. First, you're going to have me reinstated as a student at the university. Second, you will change my grade from last year from an F to an A. I clearly earned it after my little, science experiment. And finally, I want you to use your entire life savings to invest in my research. What? Oh, you're still not convinced that my pills really work? Well, I guess I could find other investors. Maybe I can convince them if I show them footage of you and I... Ah, I see. Very good, slut. I'll untie you now. And don't worry about the money. You won't regret it. As you can see, my pills work just as they were intended to. So you finally noticed, huh? No. The effects from your pill haven't worn off yet, and I'm afraid they won't for a long, long time. You see, normally the effects only last a few hours. Unless... Of course, fertilization occurs. That's right. You've been impregnated by me. Now, my child is going to grow inside you for 9 months, and in that time, your belly will get bigger, your hips will widen, you'll even start to grow breasts. I can't wait to document all the changes your body will undergo as you come to term. With all those female hormones coursing through your body, there's no telling what might happen. Perhaps you'll undergo a full transformation and turn completely into a woman. Oh, relax. Even if you undergo a complete transformation, I should be able to use my pills to reverse it. Who knows? Maybe you'll even enjoy being a woman. Besides, no one will notice for the first few months. They'll just assume you're getting a bit of a belly. At the end of the semester, when your belly and tits grow too big to ignore, you can take sabbatical and give birth to our child in secret. Oh, no, don't worry. I'm not going to tell anyone about this. After all, I have to protect my baby mama, don't I? Oh, no. I don't think so. We still have more research to do. I mean... It's time to test how well my Fudacock works on someone who's already been impregnated. No. You're not going to try and disobey me, are you? Good slut. Now, turn around and bend over for daddy.